Earlier in the week, I blogged about the LGBT NUS conference that took place over the weekend. And throughout that conference, they were tweeting away about the different motions that were going on. And on the blog, I talked about one of the motions, the BDSM motion, which is in itself important. But there were a couple of motions that were also quite interesting. And these were really about the name that they should adopt. And there were a couple of proposals. One was to change the name from LGBT as their sort of campaign strand to Queer Campaign. And the other motion was to change the name to MSAGI Campaign. Now, Queer Campaign, I suspect, is pretty clear for most people listening to this, although it does show a big shift away from LGBT. MSAGI, though, I suspect is a term that maybe less people are familiar with, and it stands for Minority Sexual and Gender Identities. The more you kind of think about the theory around LGBT or queer or intersex or questioning, all of those kind of labels, the term minority sexual and gender identities is actually much more useful, much more helpful, much more accurate. But if I was to say MSAGI in the street, most people probably wouldn't have heard of it. Whereas if I was to say LGBT, well, maybe not everyone, but more people would have heard of that term. Similarly for queer, but queer continues to be quite a controversial term. So it was really interesting to see these things taking place, these discussions taking place. And of course, if you're involved in these unions, they always seem kind of, the sort of debates that you're having always seem so much more important on the inside. But they nonetheless are more important than perhaps they're given credit for on the outside. These people are disproportionately likely to go into the professions, to influence academia, to influence the next level of debate. So it's really interesting when we look at what the debates around sexuality and gender will be in 10 years' time, which these people will be taking part in. Are we going to see increasingly a shift away from LGBT and towards MSAGI, Minority Sexual and Gender Identities? Anyway, lots of things there to think about, and no doubt I'll be blogging about them in the future.